Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The Baptist believers in America are beginning to get really stirred, and they're saying, like, the best thing that's happened to the church is the collapse of the Bible Belt. Is the collapse of the Bible. As a matter of fact, in just a moment, I want you to listen up in just a second to what CBN News is reporting from what's being said, and I want to talk to you about this.
Dr. Russell Moore is the new head of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. Through the years, the ERLC has been a major force in engaging Christians to fight the culture wars in the public arena and through politics. In his inaugural address, Dr. Moore took a tone that is different from the past. He suggested there's no such thing as a moral majority, and that the Bible Belt is collapsing, and that the religious right at its worst became a kind of prosperity gospel, promising the American dream plus Jesus.
Dr. Russell Moore joins us now from Nashville, Tennessee. Dr. Moore, what do you mean when you say Christians are no longer the moral majority, but the prophetic minority?
Well, I mean we no longer can pretend that we're a moral majority in this country. I think for a long time we assumed that most people in America agree with us on basic values and that we're simply adding the gospel to those values. I think as we look around American society right now, it's very clear that a large number of Americans disagree with us about some very fundamental things. I don't think that's anything to panic about or to wring our hands about. I just think that's the normal default position for Christianity in the world, and we need to recognize it and engage as such.
So how does this reality change the way Christians should engage the culture, especially on hot-button issues of the day?
Well, it doesn't mean that we disengage, but it does mean that we understand that we're engaging in a mode that seeks to persuade our neighbors. We don't see our neighbors as already being with us, and we also don't see our neighbors as being our enemies, as opponents to be vaporized. We instead recognize that we're speaking on behalf of Christ, and that our ultimate goal is gospel reconciliation.
That's
so
important. What are some of the don'ts right now for Christians?
That's so important in regards to that. You know, you're listening to Dr. Russell Moore, the Southern Baptist Conference Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission, and God's beginning to move. And we're going to talk more about that. But it's just to hear is like we're finally realizing that we are part of a kingdom called the Kingdom of God. That's within us, and we are going to unintegrate ourselves from trying to wrap ourselves around. I mean, think about it. If you wrap yourself around the American flag, and I wrote about this a long time ago, E Pluribus Unum, that we are many. Mm-hmm. You know, there were one in Christ, but we're many. We're not just Americans, but we're Chinese, we're Russian, we're not American Christians, we're Christian Americans.
Right.
You know, we're not Mexican Christians, we're Christian Mexicans. We're not. See, I'm saying this like the country, whatever nation we're in comes second, because the first nation, the ethnos, is that of Jesus, because he created a new nation. And so now you're starting to see, like Dr. Russell Moore says, that this is so exciting, you know, and we're going to talk more about that. But also want to just share with you a couple things we're going to be talking about today, on today, the first and the extra hour. We're going to continue the conversation and the question, answering the question, and it's just searching it out. You know, is America and the world being organized? Is it being organized like a community organized? Is it being organized, and what does that look like? And if it is, how do we respond to it as the church, as Christians? You know, not as some organization, not as some corporation. I'm talking about as you, as a believer. How should you respond? And I feel like Dr. Russell Moore, I mean, he's nailing it. He's today about the exciting turn that's taking place in the church, and people are believers are waking up, and it's so cool to hear Dr. Russell with the Southern Baptist Conference, the Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission, talking about how this is a good thing, because we've been selling people on America and just giving them Jesus, and we're supposed to be a separate kingdom. We're Christian Americans, not American Christians. And let's continue to listen to CBN News. Dr. Russell, continue to talk about what's happening, the good phenomena that's happening right now in America.
And that our ultimate goal is gospel reconciliation.
What are some of the don'ts right now for Christians engaging in the culture?
some of the dangers right now when it comes to engaging culture is, A, to disengage, to think that our neighbors aren't important and that we shouldn't speak about issues that might be unpopular. But another danger is for Christians to speak with a kind of outrage and a kind of a vitriol that we really shouldn't hold. We're people who believe in Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus Christ is alive. That means that we don't have anything to panic about. We don't have anything to be outraged about. We instead need to recognize that we're fighting a spiritual war that is more significant and more important than any of the little culture wars we have going on around us.
Are you saying that Christians should pull back from politics?
No, Christians shouldn't pull back from politics, but we should engage politics in a different way. I think we should think about politics in a more realistic way, where we recognize that we're going to have small incremental gains at times, but our larger message is one of prophetic witness.
We're seeing an organized push on behalf of some churches that they want to officially endorse candidates from the pulpit. How does that mesh with your outlook?
I don't think that a pastor should endorse a candidate from the pulpit, but I don't think it should be illegal for a pastor to endorse a candidate from the pulpit. I think the government shouldn't be interfering in what goes on within local congregations.
The Christian Post quoted you as saying, "The Bible Belt is collapsing. The world of nominal cultural Christianity that took the American dream and added Jesus to it in order to say, you can have everything you ever wanted in heaven too, is soon to be good riddance." What does that say about the state of the church in America today?
I think it's a very optimistic picture of the church and one that should fill us with hope. There was a day when it actually did people something good, culturally and socially and even economically, to be affiliated with the church. Well, the problem with that is you wind up with a powerless, culturally accommodated, nominal church. I think now, with the Bible Belt evaporating around us, we have the opportunity to be the church, to be a sign and witness to the kingdom of God, and that's good news.
Dr. Russell Moore, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on your new post. Great speech and great insight.
That is so exciting. You got to check that out on the VFN Torch. Watch the full interview right there at VFNTV.com. Click on the torch or go to CBNNews.org. Listen, that is Dr. Moore over the ethics in regards to the... where we are presently today in the church. And, you know, not America and all, but it's interesting what he said was that we took the American dream and just added Jesus to it. And right. I always did. I mean, ever since I met Jesus and Jesus introduced himself to me, I was always curious of how the integrated the church was politically. I'm like, it doesn't, it's not that it's not, you know, it's just like, that's so insignificant compared to the kingdom of God and the creator of the universe. But then I've been again to look at history and study history and find out, oh my goodness, the enemy has done that for years.
Right.
And anytime the enemy will always use religion and government to crucify the body of Christ.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened, wasn't
that's
it?
Right.
You know, we're talking about how God is beginning to wake up the church. And I heard Dr. Ted Traylor of All Baptist Church in the Emerald Coast, Pensacola area, make a statement about how he wants revival. He wants revival, and that's it. Just God, have your way, you know.
Right.
Just a humble, real humble man.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just, anyway, so from what I understand right now, him and probably maybe 170 other pastors now are in Texas, just in a hotel somewhere, just praying for revival.
Oh, wow.
Praying for revival. And to hear the Ministry of Ethics for the Southern Baptist Conference, Dr. Moore here, mm-hmm. and to hear also about how positive it is with the collapse of how they're talking about that it's a positive thing, that the collapse of the Bible Belt. And always, you know, always because, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know. I'm not. Anyway. And so, you know, you don't appreciate that till you've been beat by the Bible Belt.
That's right.
And Jesus was beat by the Torah Belt, you know, when he was walking on the streets. Here is God, Emmanuel, mm-hmm. and the people who had the Torah, the quote Bible,
mm-hmm.
and they beat him with it. They beat him with it
right.
in the name of it. And so, when God begins to do something, you know, whatever the nominalists, I guess you would say, of the church is that Dr. Moore's talking about, that we've become, then all of a sudden you'll find people moving in the flesh instead of in the spirit, and they begin to try to make it happen. And all of a sudden what was begun in the spirit is now ended up in the flesh, and now people are just trying to, and it's really tough. And he's like, my goodness, we took the American dream and added Jesus to it. And that's what it seemed like. And so you have people that would integrate the flag with the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only 5% of the world's population. And guess what? God loves all the people in the world.
Right.
And so I can see where it's one nation under God. And we know, we talked about America, how we got here and how we stay here. But America is not God. America is allowed by God. It's allowed by God. And if we turn our backs on God, then he will unallow it. He will unallow it.
That's right.
Somebody says, nuh-uh, you know, 5 years later, he's like, wow, he unallowed it. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate you. I appreciate that very much. And so we were talking about, so at the same time, you have to understand it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. The worst of times, because now all this governmental mindset of, because this is what Lucifer told God, the Son mm-hmm. of God. He said, listen, he said, I'll give you this and I'll give you that. And I'll give you the kingdoms. They were given to me. I'll give them to you if you'll bow down and just submit to my system,
mm-hmm.
to me. And so Jesus didn't say, well, you're a liar. That's not true. He said, it is written to worship the Lord thy God only, which means this, that though you have things and though you're in government and though you may have benefits and things, worship God, not money, not stuff, not things, not programs, not political parties, you know, not nations. Worship God. In the context of that, and realize because of the fall of man in the garden that the enemy, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness covers people. And don't think that if somebody does not know God and is not walking in the light, that they are held captive by darkness to do Satan's will.
That's right.
And we're supposed to be light in their life. You can't scream at them and tell them to act light,
mm-hmm.
L-I-G-H-T. You just have to love on them and hope that they would receive the light. And then their minds are no longer blinded to be able to see what's actually going on in society. But until they're saved, until they've given their life to Jesus and they receive the Lord, you know, not some religious whatever, they actually can see they got light. Because the first thing you see when you get saved is yourself.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, I'm a sinner. I'm so bad. Oh, my goodness. Dear God. And he goes, I know, and I love you, and I'll forgive you. And you just lay your sin down at the cross.
Mm.
And if you've never had that experience, you've never been saved, because the first thing you're going to see with the light is yourself and the awesomeness of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have that experience today. You can That's make right. Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You have to meet my Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. You can find out more about that as we shared a couple of our stories and a little bit about our stories at meetmyfather.org. Let us know if you make Jesus the light of your life. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business, or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.